Get ready for a seismic shift in the music industry as two giants team up to embrace AI-generated creativity. We're also diving into the high-stakes legal battle shaking the foundations of OpenAI and looking at how AI is tackling the global energy crisis. From new international labs to surprising search engine glitches, the world of artificial intelligence is buzzing with activity. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, May 24, 2026. Let's get into it. First up, the sound of music is changing, literally, thanks to a groundbreaking partnership between Spotify and Universal Music Group. According to TechCrunch, these two industry titans are joining forces to allow Spotify Premium subscribers to create AI-generated song covers and remixes directly within the platform. This isn't just about fun. It's a significant move that will see participating artists receive a share of the revenue generated from these AI creations, establishing a new economic model for fan-generated content. This collaboration marks a pivotal moment for the music industry, as it officially embraces generative AI tools while ensuring artists are compensated, potentially opening up new avenues for creativity and fan engagement on a massive scale. It's a clear signal that the future of music will involve a symbiotic relationship between human artists and advanced AI, moving beyond the initial fears of displacement to a model of collaboration and shared prosperity, and setting a precedent for how creative industries can integrate these powerful new technologies responsibly. Next, the high-stakes legal drama surrounding OpenAI continues to unfold, with Elon Musk and Sam Altman locked in a battle that could redefine the future of artificial intelligence. The Verge reports that Musk filed a lawsuit in 2024, accusing OpenAI of abandoning its founding mission to develop AI for the benefit of humanity, alleging a shift towards prioritizing profit instead. This legal challenge has been ongoing for nearly a month, drawing significant attention from the tech world and beyond, as it questions the very ethical and operational core of one of the leading AI research organizations. The outcome of this trial is not just about corporate control. It could fundamentally alter how AI development is governed, impacting everything from open source principles to the commercialization of advanced AI models. Stakeholders across the industry are closely watching, understanding that the verdict could set a precedent for accountability and mission adherence in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. Now let's pivot to a shift towards democratizing AI access, with some companies now offering entry-level AI services for free to a wider audience. This initiative, which launched in April of 2024, aims to make AI more accessible and affordable to individuals and businesses alike, making it much easier for everyone to explore and experiment with AI technology. Shifting gears to global expansion, OpenAI is making a significant move into Southeast Asia with the establishment of its first applied AI lab outside the United States. Artificial Intelligence News announced that this new lab will be located in Singapore, part of a strategic partnership with the Ministry of Digital Development and Information. The initiative, dubbed OpenAI for Singapore, was unveiled at the ATX Summit and is backed by a substantial commitment of over $300 million, signaling a serious investment in regional AI development. This expansion underscores OpenAI's strategy to broaden its research and application footprint globally, tapping into diverse talent pools and fostering international collaboration on AI advancements. The Singapore lab is expected to focus on localized applications and research, contributing to the nation's AI framework while extending OpenAI's influence in a key technological hub. Turning our attention to a critical global challenge, China has leveraged AI to map its entire renewable energy grid, a move that Artificial Intelligence News suggests the rest of the world should closely observe. This ambitious project directly addresses the escalating energy demands of artificial intelligence, which are straining existing power grids globally. The report highlights that in the US, for instance, Capacity market prices in PJM, the country's largest grid operator, have surged more than tenfold in just 2 years, with data center growth identified as a primary driver. China's use of AI to optimize and understand its renewable infrastructure offers a potential blueprint for other nations grappling with how to power the ever-growing computational needs of AI sustainably. This initiative showcases a proactive approach to integrating AI into critical infrastructure planning, aiming to mitigate the environmental impact of AI's rapid expansion and ensure energy stability for future technological growth. In a fascinating and somewhat unsettling development, AI is now being used to resurrect the voices of deceased pilots. TechCrunch reported that individuals utilized AI on spectrogram images from cockpit recordings to reconstruct these voices, prompting the National Transportation Safety Board to temporarily block access to its docket system. This raises significant ethical and security questions regarding the use of advanced AI in sensitive data reconstruction. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the ongoing legal proceedings between Elon Musk and OpenAI. The verdict could profoundly shape the governance and commercial direction of AI development for years to come.
Also, watch for how other nations respond to China's AI-driven renewable energy grid mapping as the global energy demands of AI continue to escalate, potentially spurring similar initiatives worldwide. That is TSL, bite-sized, for Sunday, May 24th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news. See you tomorrow.